A really good paraphrase of Proverbs 5:22-23 is, "An evil man is held captive by his own wounded conscience and gives power to his flesh over his spirit. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his thick-headed foolishness." How many alcoholics and drug addicts do we hear about who, due to their addiction, have very little self-control and actually die? How many people do you know who are addicted to drama? Their lives are constantly filled with drama and hang out with other people who are also addicted to drama, so much so that when we are around them, we just want to run away. Addicts self-medicate. It's a way of avoiding personal pain, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, drama, feelings, or even an addiction to explaining ourselves because of the constant feelings of being misunderstood, or whatever. The lack of self-control drives us further from the very relationships we so desperately wish we had. An attempt at some sort of control in an out-of-control life, I believe many do almost everything they can to silence their conscience, which is a built-in God mechanism given to help us navigate life. Sort of like a compass when it comes to maintaining some self-control and doing the right thing. But when that compass gets muddled and there is no clear sound or vision, we try driving it to silence because we have given power to our flesh over our spirit. Our flesh wants, and we just give whatever it asks. If our conscience nags us, we self-medicate in one fashion or another until our internal compass is noiseless. We can be silent to others and can possibly silence our state of mind, but we cannot so easily silence our conscience. I'd say it's a pretty fair assumption on my part that the only conscience which is silent is a reprobate conscience. Without a conscience, conviction has no foothold, and condemnation has full run of the field. Not being responsible for our actions, not utilizing self-control, inspires a diminishing conscience and a lack of sensitivity to God's conviction, eventually ending in a crisis of faith. Paul speaks many times about the value of owning a good conscience for a good reason. David Mathis wrote that true self-control is a gift from above, produced in and through us by the Holy Spirit. Until we own that self-control rather than whipped up from within, pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps, so to speak, the effort we give to control our own selves will come back only as self-glorification rather than God's. But we also need to note that self-control is not a gift we receive passively, but actively. We must be involved with the Lord, actively pursuing the fruit of the Spirit. We are not the source, but we are very personally involved. We open the gift and live it. Receiving the grace of self-control means eventually we must go out into the actual exercise of grace. And to quote one more, Ed Welch said, "As the Hebrews were promised the land, but had to take it by force, one town at a time, so we are promised self-control, yet we also must take it by force." In other words, to gain the fruit of self-control, we must participate with God in actively pursuing restraint and discipline. 2 Peter 1:6-7. "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. One way I read this is that if you gain knowledge from the Lord, that knowledge will help you gain the fruit of self-control. As believers, I consider that self-control is not about bringing the belly of our passions under our own control, but under the control of Christ by the power of His Spirit. Because self-control is a fruit which is produced in and through us by God's Spirit, Christians can and should be the most hopeful people on the planet about growing in self-control. We are, after all, brothers of the most self-controlled person in the history of the world, Jesus. Proverbs 25, verse 28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. A man who cannot control, discipline, or restrain himself is very vulnerable, like a city whose walls have been broken down. Under our own steam, in our own attempts to have control, we lose control.